Passage 1. People write to ask me if there's correlation between academic intelligence and emotional intelligence. My answer is no. You can have a high IQ and a high EQ, which of course is a winning combination, or be high in one and low in the other. The best study was done at Bell Labs in New Jersey, a very high IQ place. They do research into development for the communications industry. In a division of electronic engineers who were designing equipment so advanced that they worked in teams of up to 150, co-workers and managers were asked to nominate the standouts, the stars in productivity and effectiveness. They came up with 10 or 15 names, and that group of stars was compared with everyone else. It turned out there was no difference in IQ, no difference in academic qualifications, no difference in years on the job. The only difference was emotional intelligence. The stars were people who knew how to get along, who knew how to motivate themselves, usually the kind of people you like to hang out with. When these people ran up against a technical problem to which they'd have to turn to someone else for an answer, they'd email and get an answer right away, because they had built up a network of people before they needed them. The other people would email and wait up to 2 weeks for an answer. So you can see how being good in the interpersonal realm actually was a direct benefit, even for effectively pursuing a technical task.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. What does the speaker say about Bell Labs?
Question 17. What characterizes the stars nominated at Bell Labs?
Question 18. What does the speaker say contributes to effectively pursuing a technical task?